mostly intuitive. When a composer is working musically, he's thinking in musical terms, and it's not something that, you know, a composer will necessarily say, now I see, I have a B phrase here, now I need to have an A to balance this off or something. But it's just the thing that seems natural and normal to go back at that point. These are really standard cliches of the time. So often, and this is true not just in music, it's true in all the arts, and it's true in, with a lot of history too, the way we understand things, is that there's a lot of basic assumptions that we take for granted, that certain things are going to happen. If you read a novel, you sort of assume there's going to be some sort of plot development or something. These kinds, although there have been a lot of 20th century novelists, experimental novelists, that have tried to challenge that. But nevertheless, these are so much taken for granted that we often don't think about it. And that's the way it worked. And I might add that almost all of these forms were used, composers were writing in these forms long before these labels came about. These labels come later. It's not a formula. It's formulaic in the sense they did the same things over and over, but it's not, they were not using labels themselves.